Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We got Brad at Tag Jones. We got Josh at FF Josh Hughes. Hit us up on Twitter, throwing them in there in the beginning, because I know you guys don't listen for a full hour. Who would? Not even my mom does. But hit us up with all your fantasy football questions and stuff. Hit up the podcast at what, Josh?
Empty Wagon FF.
That's at Twitter. We got a good Tuesday show. We got through most of the games. We got two games to cover. But we have a lot of news to cover today, Josh. How are you feeling about all this news?
I'm very sad.
You're very sad. Well, there is some sad, but what about these trades?
I mean, I love seeing trade deadline stuff happen, especially in the NFL. That's what makes the NBA so exciting. And now that it's happening in the NFL, I'm stoked about it.
Yeah, there is some injury stuff, and there is some injury stuff that I missed up on a rundown, but we'll cover it when we get into all this. How you doing? How you holding up?
Like I said, I'm super sad about one of these trades, but I'm good, man. I'm getting sick. I'm ready to move on.
Move on from fantasy football, maybe to baseball. Speaking of, World Series on right now. We got a 2-2 tie in the fifth inning. Congratulations to that team that scored more runs than the other team. You guys did great in game one.
But the Astros.
Let's get into this news. We got trades and injury updates for you all. We'll start with the trades. Emmanuel Sanders to the 49ers. The Broncos sent him away. How you feeling, Josh? They got some good picks out of it, though, right?
I don't care. Elway is going to blow the picks anyway, so who cares? This is bad. It's like there's two people on the team that I wanted to stay there, and one of them is gone now. So I'm super bummed about it, but I'm happy for Manny Sanders because he's going to go to the playoffs this year. Good for you, dude.
Yep.
He went to sleep 2-5 and woke up 6-0.
Not Emmanuel Sanders. Oh, yeah, I guess he did. Yeah. And Mohamed Sanu was the one that the meme you were referencing that we saw. He got traded to the Patriots.
Yeah, he did. So he got traded for a second round pick. Emmanuel Sanders went with a fifth rounder for a third and a fourth rounder. So I guess we should talk about how this impacts those teams, right?
Yeah, let's talk about Emmanuel Sanders to the 49ers. They really didn't have a wide receiving option. Now they have a clear wide receiver one?
Yeah, I still think that the upside is limited. I don't really know if this team is going to start throwing the ball that much. So they're a run-first team. But now they do have a legitimate threat, Emmanuel Sanders. But he is on the wrong side of 30. He's still very talented, and I'm not going to count him out, but
Does this help or hurt George Kittle? Because, I mean, that's the biggest thing we want to worry about with the 49ers is when you add a pass catcher, how is this going to affect George Kittle? Because he's probably the most owned 49er.
I don't think it's going to affect George Kittle too much.
Okay. Do you think Emmanuel Sanders goes up with better quarterback play? I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo better than Joe Flacco?
Ability, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so
there's like Emmanuel Sanders, 25 other quarterbacks that are.
And better offensive coordinator, too. Let's get that straight.
Oh, yeah.
We got Kyle Shanahan and in his offense. Emmanuel Sanders could do a lot of great things.
Love you, buddy.
And then Mohamed Sanu to the Patriots for a second-round pick. Mohamed Sanu is actually pretty available out there in some leagues. Are you going out in the waiver wire to grab him if he's out there?
No, I'm not really interested in Mohamed Sanu. I understand that the Patriots went out and got him, but we've seen this Patriots team, dude. I mean, you never know who's going to get the ball. Outside of Julian Edelman, I mean, you don't even know which running back is going to get the ball this year. I mean, they haven't even been consistent with James White like they normally are.
I was going to bring up Jacoby Myers, but now with this Mohamed Sanu injury, that pretty much takes Jacoby Myers out of everything. If Josh Gordon's going to miss some time, I could see Mohamed Sanu having some games. We have a bi-apocalypse coming up with six teams on a bye in a couple weeks. So just remember that.
Can you pick those games, so Brad?
What do you mean? He's going to be good?
Yeah.
Would you want to start Mohamed Sanu for the Patriots over Corey Davis? Week-to-week basis. In a vacuum.
Corey Davis.
Ugh. I don't know about that.
Right now, Ryan Tannehill. He's okay. He plays football.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I
Are
know.
you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I was trying to think of something to ask you, but whatever. I mean, I could see picking him up, see what happens with it. Josh McDaniels, I guess, came out and said early in the season that he wanted to run like four wide receiver sets, three wide receiver sets, go away from that two tight end set that they've been doing for the years. And this kind of solidifies that a little more.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's going to matter. Tom Brady's not good anyway, so.
Okay. And Mohamed Sanu is a good quarterback, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, because
Jarrett
Tom Brady's
Stidham
a
just
game
can't.
manager.
Jarrett Stidham can't hold up his end of the deal yet.
Are you kidding me? He handed that ball off like a champ last night.
They definitely didn't let him throw after what the Jets did to him last time. He
That
wasn't
was a
messing
good
up this
call.
shut up. All right. Injury updates, though. Anything else with these trades?
No, I think Manuel Sanders is definitely the more appealing prospect at this point out of the
But he is
two.
the more owned, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Injury update. Adam Thielen's not practicing. He's not going to play on Thursday. I'm just going to say it. He's not playing Thursday.
Well, they said that he was healing fast.
Yeah. And he's surprisingly fast, too. Okay, whatever. Does he play on Thursday?
No, I don't think he's going to play on
No.
Thursday.
And we'll get into how that affects the Thursday game because we are going to cover the Thursday game at the end of the show. So we'll kind of get into that. If you have him in your lineup, go ahead and just move him out. And definitely don't have him in your flex spot.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this really effective rundown, and
I
it's just.
know. David Johnson. He's hurting. He only played three snaps last week. And then they go out and sign Alfred Morris. Do you think David Johnson plays this week
No.
against New Orleans?
No. To me, this is a clear sign that David Johnson won't play this week. He probably won't be playing for a little bit, to be honest with you. You don't go out and sign a guy unless you're banged up.
Are you chasing Edmonds in the waiver wire?
Oh,
Oh, ding, ding, ding,
heyo. Yeah. Yeah, Chase Edmonds is real hot. I
mean,
mean,
he's playing New
waiver
Orleans,
wire,
so
too.
I don't know how I like the New Orleans pick, but we'll see how that works out. And then moving on, Adrian Peterson, they say it's a high ankle sprain, but he says he's going to play on Thursday night. Do you think Adrian Peterson plays?
I don't care.
And if he does
Who
play, are you
cares? I
starting
don't.
him?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Versus the Vikings? No, I'm not.
All right. Carry
They're so
on.
bad. They're so bad. Kirk Cousins can't even enjoy this revenge.
I know. This could be a big revenge game, though.
It's not.
But it could be. You
It
think
could
he's
be if the skins
going
were
to end
better.
the game with a you like that? You like that?
Oh, I think they'll be chanting it in the stands. You like that? It'll be all over the place. Yeah.
Okay. Carry on. This is why Josh is sad. Go ahead and tell me why. What's wrong with carry on, Josh?
Oh, I'm so sad about this. Kerryon Johnson had a knee surgery done today. He got put on IR. He won't be eligible to return for another 8 weeks. So that puts him at week 16. His season is pretty much over. I mean, the Lions aren't going to be in the playoffs, so
Do you think they
super
bring him
sad.
back?
No.
Because last year he had not the same procedure, but he had a knee issue. They said he was going to be able to come back, and they just never brought him back.
Yeah, this is sad. Makes me real sad.
Okay, so Kerryon's out. With that being
Yeah.
said, who do you want from the Lions?
I want Ty Johnson. I don't think JD McKissick is going to hold up. I think he's going to be the more explosive player, but he
What
won't
if
get the work
I
that Ty Johnson will.
told you Ty Johnson only had two touches in the second half last week and JD McKissick had three?
I don't care.
Okay. I'm just saying they're probably going to go to a heavy passing game. And they could bring back one of their former running backs, Zach Zinner.
They could, yeah.
Because he just got cut by the Saints, which I think this is a good sign that Alvin Kamara is going to play this week. Because he was the other running back they added that knew the offense. So with him being cut, I believe Alvin Kamara plays this week. Do you think they also throw Drew Brees in there too?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that they get Brees some work in. I mean, this is a tune-up game anyway, so.
All right, that's Brees. The injuries. One other injury I want to talk about is Matt Ryan. It looks like it's going to be a high ankle sprain as well. But the difference between quarterbacks and wide receivers and running backs with high ankle sprains is quarterbacks usually play through it. We'll see if he plays this week. I want to see him practice at least a little bit. Remember, Patrick Mahomes did have a high ankle sprain when he was playing. And Matt Ryan is a lot less mobile than Patrick Mahomes, so it shouldn't affect him as much.
Yeah, he ain't got – well, Pat Mahomes ain't got no kneecap now, so.
He does. It was just in the wrong place.
It was bad, dude.
Any other news? It's kind of a bummer. Any other injury updates?
I was going to say, it's kind of a bummer because Aaron Rodgers was supposed to play Patrick Mahomes this week. It was going to be an awesome game, and it sucks. And 2 weeks in a row, we're going to get an AFC East team on Monday Night Football. The Dolphins will be on Monday Night Football
against
this upcoming
the
week. So.
Steelers. Woo, buddy. Fire it up.
Oh. Have fun with that.
Ugh. All right, Josh, if you're looking at your rundown right now, you know what's up. Spin that wheel. Yeah, Eric ain't going to be here to get one. He'll get last dibs on this one. We are going to go to two. We're going to do one on this show, and we'll do one on the Friday show. The one for the Friday show will spin ahead. What is it?
It was Eric's choice.
Well, that'll be the Friday show one. Spin it again.
We got to spin it again. If it says Eric's choice again, I'm going to be upset. It's wide receiver.
Wide receivers this week. Do you want to pick them now, or do you want to pick them at the end of the show?
I thought you had a plan. Like last time we did softball wide receivers.
We can. You want to mix it up? I really don't know. Yeah, we did sophomore wide receivers. I was just going to do this one, and Eric can do something crazy with his, since we are doing two this week.
Okay. All right, so we'll just pick wide receivers then.
Yep. You can't take Kenny Golladay. Because if you guys listen to FSA, you'll know why. Because I got a feeling that's who Eric's going to take.
That's fine. You can have him.
Who are you going to take, Josh? I'll let you have first dibs here.
Well, I got to look at my schedule, bud.
Oh, you need your schedule? Wow.
Well, I'm not just going to randomly pick a guy. You tell me who you want.
Oh, my gosh. Who do I want? Or who am I going to take?
All right. Who are you going to take?
I don't know. It's so hard. Wide receiver is so tough because there's not a whole lot of great matchups that I want here to win. Because you got the Rams playing Cincinnati, but it's in London. Ugh. We got New Orleans against Arizona.
Gross.
But Patrick Peterson is back. So Michael Thomas, Patrick Peterson.
You know what? I'll get crazy here and I'll take Chris Godwin.
Well, you took him from me. That's what I was getting to. Thanks a lot, bro. I'm going to get crazy. I'm going to say Tyler Lockett against Atlanta's poorest defense.
It is quite porous.
And right now we'll say that Eric's taking Kenny Golladay because that is his hero. Check out the FSA. Josh, tell us about FSA.
Tomorrow, actually, as you guys are listening to this today on Wednesday, FSA is going to be having their live broadcast. They have it every Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern time. It'll be 6:30 Mountain time, like us where we live. And basically, he just gives you a nice rundown of what happened the week prior, what to expect, and they talk about all their great sponsors that they have. You guys should check them out on Facebook. It's Fantasy Sports Alliance. And then they have a website, fsa-fr.com. You can see what's going on there, and you can see how my team is just getting decimated by injuries amongst the other 79 teams that are in this league. So please go check it out. My buddy Brian runs it, Brian Boucher, which I hope I said that right because I love Brian. He's such a great guy. So go check it out, guys. Check out FSA.
All right, yeah, the link is in the bio if you don't understand what Josh is saying with hyphens and dashes and all that weird stuff, and he doesn't know the fancy lingo all the kids are saying these days.
What?
What?
No, I know. I know stuff, okay?
All right, Sunday night game. Sunday night game. We had the Cowboys. We had the Eagles. Cowboys 37, Eagles 10. I guess the Eagles played in this game.
They were there. I remember them being there.
They were there. First question, what's wrong with Zach Ertz? probably second or third tight end off the board, third round pick. Definitely not living up to it. He only had 5 targets, 2 receptions, 38 yards. Dallas Goedert, who fumbled his first touch, got the touchdown and got more targets. Well, yeah. Not more targets, but he got more of the actually good plays.
Oh, he's a better player. I think we all know that. No, I think what this in this situation in particular, they made a concerted effort to take away Zach Ertz, and they did a pretty good job of it. But, I mean, you got to think that there's not really a lot of people to take attention away from. I mean, Alshon looks like he's 60 years old out there. I mean, he's hobbled and broken. Nelson Aguilar refuses to run for passes anymore. And, I mean, Zach Ertz is the only other guy out there. So they're running these 2 tight end sets, and they kind of have to because the receiving core is just abhorrent. It's horrible.
So if DeSean Jackson, who's still dealing with the abdomen, who hasn't been ruled out yet, is going to try to play this week, if he comes back, does that help Zach Ertz and Alshon Jeffrey? By giving another deep, an actual like legit deep threat. Like I think Nelson Aguilar is trying to play that role, but nobody really cares.
Yeah, I think that's definitely going to help open things up a little bit. I mean, you saw how successful they were when he was there. Him being injured has taken a toll on this offense. It didn't help that the Cowboys were fired up to play the Eagles team either.
Yeah, they were. They've been hearing all this stuff about they can't beat a team, and they still haven't beat a team with a winning record, technically, because the Eagles were .500 coming in, and now they have a losing record.
It's factual. But
Dak didn't look bad. He did what he had to do. It wasn't great if you started him against the Eagles. You're probably expecting a little more. But this is a Zeke show. This is a feed Zeke, right? There's 147 total yards. He got the touchdown on the ground. Are you nervous about this Austin-sized vulture they got? Not the city. Tavon Austin.
No, I'm not worried about that. Right. Zeke is going to be fine. That was one play. Who cares?
It was one play early in the game, too. I was like, come on. Really?
Well, they were 20 yards out. I mean, I thought I was going to score.
Okay.
It's Tavon Austin. Come on. He sucks.
And then Amari Cooper came back. Only got 5 targets. But again, Dak didn't have to throw the ball a lot because they were up almost the whole game. 106 yards. Amari Cooper. They go into a bye this week. So, but are you happy to see this back as if you're Amari Cooper owner?
Absolutely. It really did help the offense. What really helped this offense, though, was the early turnovers by the Eagles. That obviously made a big difference, but they went into the night planning to feed Zeke, and Zeke was more than willing to comply. Dak had plenty of time back there to throw. It was just it was all around good showing by this offense, other than Jason Whitney, who's a million years old.
But he's still out there getting still 4 targets, 33 yards, just running up, setting down, catching the ball. All right, the Monday night. Yep. I didn't even put game in here. I just put Monday night. Because was this really a game?
No.
There was a point in the game where Tom Brady had completed more passes than the Jets had run plays.
That's so sad.
Yeah. So I just put JETS ghost.
Oh, that's so sad for him too, dude. That broke my heart.
Why would the Jets okay miking up Sam Darnold against the best defense in the NFL?
Dude, he's still a young quarterback. Whenever they mic'd him up and they said, I'm seeing ghosts, and they showed that for all of America to see.
And then
it was,
Booger kept bringing it up.
Yeah.
Like, and they didn't let it die. They just kept bringing it up and bringing it up. Le'Veon Bell came out and even defended him and said that was an effed up thing they did and called out the NFL.
It was. It was really jacked. But this wasn't the NFL. This was ESPN.
ESPN, well, I guess the NFL Films releases the mic because it's their mic footage, and they release it to ESPN to play the audio clips. That's why we don't get live audio. So yeah. They get it all. They filter it, and they send it to ESPN, the clips, and then ESPN chops up what they want to use.
Well, they definitely wanted to use that.
So the one good thing about the Jets, the defense didn't look terrible. They dealt with a lot of short fields, and they were on the field a lot, so I won't kill the defense too much for the Jets defense. But Le'Veon Bell still averaged 4.7 yards on the ground. They were just game scripted out. He tried his hardest, man. He was out there. He was balling. I mean, there would be no hole, and you see Le'Veon Bell do his thing, and somehow, like, he stopped in the backfield and got 9 yards.
Well, when your quarterback has five turnovers, it's difficult to really get any momentum going there. And this wasn't a great game offensively from the Patriots. It was just the Jets turning the ball over so many times. It killed them.
The one good thing about the Jets, don't give up on the Jets players. They got Jacksonville this week, and then they have a easy schedule where they get the Giants, the Redskins, Miami twice. And this is rolling into your fantasy playoffs. You can probably – people are going to spike drop Robbie Anderson and Jamison Crowder. I'm okay picking these guys up.
The guy I'm looking at is Demaryius Thomas. I really want Demaryius Thomas. He had the most targets out of everyone on the team last night. And
some bad drops too.
Yeah, had some bad drops, but Robbie Anderson's about to get traded. So
I don't know about that.
Oh, he's getting traded for sure.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
100%. 100%.
Well, if he gets traded, it could be a better situation too.
Oh, yeah. Anything's better than dealing with Sam Darnold, who's seeing ghosts.
All right. Then on the Patriots side of the ball, Sony Michel, 3 TDs.
Didn't feel like it. Didn't feel like it.
He didn't get a lot of yards. Oh, it was a little short yardage stuff. Yep, you're right. It was short yardage stuff. He got 3 touchdowns on the ground. Looks really – are you selling him high?
You have to.
Because I don't see this. Rex Burkhead was inactive. If Rex Burkhead comes back, I really worry about Sony Michel. Because he had a bad drop where they did try throwing him the ball.
Yeah, it was – he had a bad drop, and then the one pass he did catch, he caught it for -8 yards. He should have dropped that one on purpose and not the other one. But not good, man. James Wright led the team in receptions, but
yeah, and Julian Edelman got his targets and catches and short yardage stuff, and they were just up so much they didn't have to do a lot. But the one good thing about the Patriots defense, in a lot of scoring formats out there for the Patriots defense, they have already outscored every defense from last season's total fantasy point total except for the Bears from last season.
That's bananas.
We're not even halfway through the season, and they've already outscored everything but the Bears from last season.
So they are the number 6 overall player in fantasy.
Yeah, I saw that they were like number 4 running back or number 3 running back or something.
That is just absurd.
So Patriots defense, what are you doing with the Patriots? So this is kind of selfish for me, and in one league I'm in, I have the Patriots defense. I also picked up the Steelers defense against Miami. Patriots play Cleveland. Steelers play Miami. Mm-hmm. Which defense are you starting?
Well, if Brian Fitzpatrick's out there, there's always a chance that he's going to light you up. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it is
what
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
You mean like light me up and throw 5 interceptions?
No. You've seen Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know what he can do. I'm not worried about Baker Mayfield lighting up this New England team. You got to stay with the hot hand here. Until New England shows me something that proves to me that they're not one of the greatest fantasy defenses we've ever seen, I'm going to keep
going. They're not even just a good fantasy. They're a good real-life defense. Like, you know, you have those teams that are, like, a good fantasy defense, but, let's see what the Chiefs from, like, last year or the year before, where they gave up a ton of points, but they got sacks and they got turnovers.
Yes. This defense is legit. I mean, Kyle Van Noy, I mean, all these guys were just getting turnovers, interceptions. They were just having a field day, dude.
All right, yeah, it's going to be a coin flip for me because I think I'm okay with both defenses starting. As sad as that is.
Yeah.
All right, anything else from these games? I watched the whole Monday night game. I don't know how I made it through the whole Monday. I watched the whole thing.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Well, really, I was watching it because me and your wife are tied for first now in our redraft league.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the Patriots defense going. If she would have got one more, if that touchdown wouldn't have got called back or that safety would have been touched, she would have won her game and she'd have sole possession of first.
Yeah.
So I was literally watching it for that.
That defense just puts up so many points, man. It's bananas. It's crazy.
All right. Thursday night preview. We got Redskins at Vikings. Really, the only Redskin player I want to talk about is F1 McLaren. Are you starting? Scoff. Scoff.
Terry McLaurin, he doesn't run out of the slot. He's the outside guy. And
Xavier Rhodes is practicing.
I don't know if Xavier Rhodes even needs to. I mean, I'm not – I expect this team to get to Case Keenum quite a bit. Danielle Hunter is going to be all in his face. I'm not – yeah, I'm not going to play Terry McLaurin this week.
Would you start Corey Davis over him? It's easy to say we're not going to start him, but would you start Corey Davis? They're playing Tampa Bay.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Would you play Julio Jones if Matt Ryan – let's say we get news by Thursday that Matt Ryan's not going to play.
Yeah, did you see Matt Schaub? Absolutely, I'll play Julio.
Okay. Calvin Ridley.
Or Terry McLaurin.
They're playing Seattle.
And I'll go McLaurin, I guess.
All right. Any Arizona receivers?
Let me see who they're playing. They're playing the Aints?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eli – what was it, Eli Apple?
Yeah, he's hurt. Everybody's hurt except for the number one guy there.
Yeah, dude, I'll play Larry Fitzmagic.
Would you play Tyler Boyd against the Rams in London?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
No, he's going to be blanketed by Jalen Ramsey, dude. No.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, Jalen Ramsey's on the Rams, though. Yeah.
Forgot about that. I was like, they don't have no corners. And I was like, oh, yeah, they got Jalen Ramsey. No, I don't want that.
What about a Jets receiver against Jacksonville?
Yeah, I would play two of them, Jamison Crowder and Demaryius Thomas over Terry McLaurin.
Okay. What about – I got to go down these because it's easy to say we're going to start them if we're, you know, Thursday night game. Gotcha. How about Sterling Shepard if he plays?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely play Sterling Shepard.
What about Darius Slayton against Detroit?
Darius Slay?
Slayton.
Oh, to my the Giants wide receiver?
Yeah.
No, I'll take McLaurin over that.
Carolina, DJ Moore or Curtis Samuel over the McLaurin?
DJ Moore for sure.
They're playing the 49ers.
Yeah.
Yeah, backpedal.
I'll take DJ Moore, but not Curtis Samuel.
Okay. Last one because this Odell Beckham or McLaurin?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Odell Beckham's playing
the OBJ, dude. Come on.
He's playing New England.
I know, but you're always gonna take Odell and what he could do.
I'm thinking about benching Odell this week. I'm benching him this week, I think. In our Dynasty League.
For Terry McLaurin.
Maybe for Mike Williams.
Get out of here.
We just talked about this New England defense.
They're playing the Bears?
No. Cleveland is playing New
England. No. Talking about Mike Williams.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. I'm just throwing guys out. Probably Corey Davis. I'm probably going to start Corey Davis over Odell Beckham.
I can see that.
But that's something. And now, Stephon Diggs. Must start if Adam Thielen's out?
Oh, so hard.
Do you think the Vikings are going to let Kirk Cousins throw the ball over 20 times?
Oh, they're going to let him grip it and rip it, dude.
I don't think so. I think they're going to give Dalvin Cook 25 carries.
Grip it and rip it.
Would you start Alexander Mattison over Royce Freeman in a possible blowout game where they could want to rest Dalvin Cook a little bit? Short week.
No, I still take Royce Freeman.
What about a Kansas City running back?
No, I like Shady.
And last one. One of the Detroit guys against the Giants. You're starting them over Madison, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Starting Ty Johnson?
Take Ty Johnson, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else for this nice, great show? I think that's it for the notes. Kept it nice, kept it tight.
Gotta keep it tight. We're good, dude. This is a good episode. It's good. A lot of fun. I got to get back to my history final, which I'm stoked about because it's the worst class ever.
The worst.
Thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. Brad's over there getting some freedom on. I am Josh. He's Brad. Eric is somewhere. You guys can find us tomorrow on FSA. If you check them out on Fantasy Sports Alliance on Facebook, we're going to be over there giving some heroes and villains, a.k.a. some studs and duds or bosses and bums, whatever you want to call it, our predictions for the week. So please check that out. Like Brad said, we're all over Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Empty Wagon FF. Going to be at Twitter. Brad is going to be at Tech Jones. I'm going to be at FF Josh Hughes. Later, guys. See you on Thursday.
Remember, we're at that Twitter. We're not on the Twitter. We're at that Twitter.
We're on the line at the Twitter.
Yep.